that ranks in our pod. Enlightening our world, rhapsody of reality.
Today's May 1st. Pastor saying to us, the character of truth. Our opening scripture comes from the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. You might have observed that people who don't tell the truth are often the ones most desperate to be believed. They get offended when others don't believe them, yet they know they aren't telling the truth. Liars always want to be believed because they depend on deception to achieve their goal. But when you tell the truth, it doesn't matter who believes you or not. That's because the truth stands on its own. If the other person refuses to believe, they're the one at a loss because they're likely to make wrong decisions based on falsehood. But you've done your part by telling them the truth. Truth is a gift. When you speak it, you share something of value with another person. If they receive it, it blesses them. If they reject it, they lose. The truth doesn't change, and it doesn't need defending. It has power in itself. That's why those who walk in truth are at peace. They don't strive to be believed. They simply live by the truth. But those who lie, struggle, cry, plead, and insist on being trusted because their confidence depends on others believing their falsehood. So, always choose truth. Live in truth. Speak and walk in truth. It liberates and strengthens your spirit while deception corrupts and enslaves. As the scripture says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8 verse 32. Praise God. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for making me a child of truth. I walk in sincerity, integrity, and uprightness of heart. Your truth fills my spirit and governs my words and actions. I refuse to yield to deception or hypocrisy. I speak the truth in love and live by the light of your word every day. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19, 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, and Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35, and 2 Samuel chapters 9 to 11. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, and Psalm chapters 143 to 144.